You're listening to SBS News.
11 more elderly people have died in Victoria as the state recorded 439 new cases. The latest deaths are all connected to aged care. Premier Daniel Andrews says the latest checks found more than 800 people who should have been at home in self-isolation weren't there during compliance checks. Mr. Andrews says every positive case or close contact can expect several visits from Australian Defence Force personnel and officers from the Health Department.
There will be multiple door knocks and they will be random in nature, as well as all close contacts will also be visited on the same basis. And those door knocks, you are expected to be found at home. If you are supposed to be at home and you are not, then you face the prospect of a fine of up to $5,000. If there were repeat breaches, if there were particularly selfish behaviour, like for instance going to work when you had the virus, then there is the alternative pathway, and that is of course taking you to the magistrate's court, where the maximum penalty that can be applied to you is $20,000.
Mr. Andrews says those required to isolate are now not allowed outside their properties for exercise.
From now, there will be no exercise. If you are supposed to be isolating at home, then you will need to stay in your home or on your property. Fresh air at the front door, fresh air in your front yard or your backyard, or opening a window, that's what you're going to have to do.
A Melbourne nursing home that suffered a coronavirus outbreak linked to at least 20 deaths has been accused of failing to report an infected staff member to federal regulators until 5 days after the case was detected. A Senate inquiry into the government's pandemic response has heard that there was a considerable delay by St Basil's aged care home in informing the authorities. Aged Care Minister Senator Richard Colbeck says there were major challenges at the home, including when all the existing staff had to be replaced.
Clearly, some of the residents didn't get the care that they should have received as a part of that changeover process. And until we got it stabilised, there's no point me trying to pretend that it all did go as it should have done, because it didn't.
New South Wales has reported 12 new cases, including some infections that couldn't be traced to known outbreaks. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is encouraging people to check the New South Wales Health website for the latest information on cases.
There is specific advice for some venues where we're asking you to self-isolate for 14 days, get tested, and irrespective of your test, remain in isolation for 14 days. In others, we're just highlighting that an infectious case was there. In some settings, we think the risk was very low, but at the moment, we're taking a very precautionary approach. We want to make that information available to the community. And in those circumstances, we're asking you to monitor for symptoms and get tested should any symptoms occur.
And the Federal Opposition is calling for paid pandemic leave for people in all parts of Australia, and not just those like Victoria that have declared a state of disaster.
We called for a system of paid pandemic leave. It should be available not just to Victorians. It should be available to anyone who doesn't have leave at the moment due to the nature of their working conditions. And it should be available at a reasonable rate.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.